GrowGrade Daily Brief number 116, Thursday, December 6, 2018. Leadership involves finding a parade. Actually, the full quote, well, I'll just give you the first part of the quote. It's by John Nesbitt. Leadership involves finding a parade and getting in front of it. You may not know who John is. In 1982, he wrote a phenomenally successful book called Mega Trends, 10 New Directions Transforming Our Lives. Today, he is 89 years old. The book sold over 14 million copies. I have no idea how many countries, a bunch. He was among the first futurists that I followed. I mean, back in the early 80s, I didn't even know what a futurist was. Wasn't quite sure what these people did or who they were, but I was fascinated by his work, especially. Here's the full quote. Leadership involves finding a parade and getting in front of it. What is happening in America is that those parades are getting smaller and smaller, and there are many more of them. Now, lots of people are critical of that quote and have been through the year. I've always been fond of it. Doesn't make it accurate. I just think it's pithy, maybe a bit snarky, which is likely why I like it so. Sometimes, though, I think leaders have to create their own parade, not just go find one. And I'm a Nesbitt fan, big time, and so I openly confess that I have a bias in his favor. And besides, this same man produced some other brilliant quotes. The most important skill to acquire now is learning how to learn. I mean, come on. Isn't that great? How can you argue with that? Today, the subject is clearly leadership. Leadership. It's an awfully big topic. I've read more books on that topic than probably any other single subject, and yet I still can't tell you that I have been able to distill it clearly in my own mind. And until a person is able to do that, I'm not sure that they're able to convey any meaningful knowledge to other people. There are, however, some practical things that I know about leadership, some things that I've learned through my own study, research, and years of experience. I know great leaders are out front because they're willing to show others the way. The parade comparison is probably off-putting to some because maybe it smacks of glory-seeking. And I'm not sure people understand the context or the intent of the quote. I certainly don't claim I've got full knowledge or context, but I've read enough of this man's work to surmise that he doesn't think leaders just jump in front of an existing parade. I mean, that would presuppose that the parade was moving and moving in the right direction without a leader. And so you may as well select yourself and jump out there and get in front of it. I'm not sure that that's exactly what he's saying. Doesn't matter. It really isn't why I use the quote, so that we could stir up some debate about it. I did use it to provoke us, to provoke you to think more soberly about leadership, particularly about your own. Great leaders see the future first, which is why they're willing to step out front. Those who follow tend to be those who learn to see and believe what the leader does. We normally call it buy-in. They buy into the leader's vision. And those who don't buy in, well, they fall out of the parade. They may go looking for a new parade to join. Maybe they want to start their own. Now, here's another quote from him. The new leader is a facilitator, not an order giver. It's another wise quote, and it's one I believe in. Makes you want to read his books, doesn't it? Here's one that I love. If you have to be right, you put yourself in a hedged lane. But once you experience the power of not having to be right, you will feel like you are walking across open fields, the perspective wide, and your feet free to take any turn. It's great and true. And it leads me to this other point. Great leaders understand the power of the room, not being the smartest person in the room. Google did an extensive study a couple of years ago of why high-performing teams happen or how we can create them. I'm likely going to have more to say about that in the days to come because this study has kind of been resurrecting itself in social media some. But for now, I'm just going to link up to it here in the show notes. So just go to growgreat.com, find episode 116, and I'll put a link here in the show notes so that you can go and snoop around about it as you wish. I'll give you the summary of the five key characteristics of enhanced teams based on their research. Number one, dependability. Team members get things done on time and they meet the expectations. Number two, structure and clarity. High-performing teams, they've got clear goals, they got well-defined roles within the group. Number three, meaning. The work has some personal significance to every individual member. Number four, impact. The group believes their work is purposeful and it positively impacts the greater good. That is, they see where they fit. Number five, psychological safety. This is where everybody feels safe to take risks, to voice their opinions, to ask judgment-free questions. It's a culture where the leaders, the managers, have created a safety so that employees, they can let their guard down. The power is in the parade, the room, the group, the team. I often call it the collective. So let's take our leadership seriously, knowing that we have an impact on other people. Some that we realize, others we may not have any idea that they're looking, but they are. People are watching us. They're paying attention to us. How you enter the building every morning, how you greet or fail to greet people, how polite or how impolite you are. It all matters. You think you can hit the building in the morning and mask your mood? You can't. It all matters because it's your parade. And so the encouragement today is to encourage you as a leader to lead that parade wisely. Lead it smartly. Invest in learning how to do it better. Remember, learning is an asset. And so you need to leverage your learning for your own improvement and your own growth in leadership. Your own leadership. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Tomorrow's Friday. Lord willing, we'll do it all again. Thanks.